Okay, just now when the chanting down there was going on, does it affect you? Good. Well, the chanting, you have the understanding, the faith, the vibration go in. They are very good chanting. Yeah. So at least this time better. Most of you can do the lying down. Okay. You can do about 1 hour is good. And this will slowly settle down. Settle down. And later on, when you know how to relax, maintain awareness, then you can rest your body. Yeah. So initially, some people, they will hear their own snoring, one sound. Yeah. Then after that, stop. Then later on, when you know how to relax deep, then you hear this sound, like a lot of air, just one. Then the whole body like relax. That one is to go deep. So all this can happen, but you must do it. When you do it, then it will give you the understanding. And later on, especially when you know how to stay at the heart, even before you detect your gateway, you realize hardly any thought inside there. Like what Alicia last time reported. For the whole period, 45 minutes or 1 hour, no thought. Then it's you inside there. And as you relax, you become more and more quiet. Because it goes deep into the nature. As it goes into that nature, means like you remember Krishnamurti say, the surface must be quiet before you can go into the deeper aspect of the subconscious and the unconscious. Because if your surface mind is not quiet, cannot go in on. And when you go in, it is like a type of samadhi, but it's not the normal pure awareness at the aware level or conscious level. This one is going to the nature. So when it go in, it like the senses or like cannot be triggered over. It's aware. You want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, it's inside there. Inside there. Then when you have the understanding, at any one time cessation can happen. Yeah. Means your contemplative wisdom and your insight must be penetrated until even if you have the penetrated insight, after that you must contemplate with blank. Until you truly understand what is the meaning of rupang anicca, rupang anatta. Sabbe sankhara anicca. Unless you understand all this very deeply, very clearly, and it cover all spectrum of Dhamma and phenomena, the mind cannot cease. The mind will only cease when it understand everything is like what the Buddha says, sabbe sankhara anicca. You attach, cling, give meaning, sabbe sankhara dukkha suffering. Then after that, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta means no reality on. Everything is dependent, originating a condition, arise and cause of all. So think also like that. Don't think also like that. Then later you become very sensitive. Very sensitive. Then your mind, even every moment of consciousness that finds suffering, you can feel. Then every moment of awareness, perception is suffering. Every moment of arising of consciousness is suffering. Then when it comes to sankhara, it's worse still. It becomes like very sensitive. That mind is suffering. That movement itself is suffering. Even very slow. The one thing to perceive is suffering. That the arising of mind is suffering actually. There is a movement. Where your mind has become so sensitive, then the time, the nature will tell you. You want to suffer? You think lah. You want to become miserable? You want to use your mundane mind. Well, when I came out to the private sector to work, it tested me. I tried to read the document. Cannot. That time the brain was like locked inside there. Every time I try to read, I try to accumulate and understand. It will give me problem. And inside there, the nature will tell you, now you want to suffer, you go and read, you go and do all these things. But don't worry, that phase is only one of the phase. After that over, you go back to normal. Yeah. So don't panic. Because during that time, I remember, it lasts for a few months. So what I did was, I try not to read, but I go meeting, I must have some facts and data. So I decided to take out a notebook or a piece of paper. So I check contract date, extension of time, all the important data for the meeting on. Because sometimes you need, as consultant, you need to give reason why you give extension to contractor. There's an extension of time. There must be factual reason for you to give. Then the contract date, when the contract expire, after expire, is supposed to be liquidated damages, LAD. Liquidated damages need to be calculated. And so then you need to go to consultant meeting with client, discuss it, then with the understanding, you have to brief them on the findings. So because of that, I need to have those data. So I realize I don't have to read so much. Well, I know where they are. So I flick through the file, I look at the what letter, then I write down. Then I don't have to remember. Then I go for meeting. But at the meeting, I don't need anything. I only need the data. But I cannot remember. That I cannot hold. This brain has become non-grasping. It cannot hold on to things. But later on, the phase over, the mundane mind collapse, then no more problem. I become normal again. But initially, I find it's quite an amazing task to use the supramundane mind to live life. Because it's like no mind inside there, completely no movement. Then after a while, I realized I become normal again. I can read, I can listen, I can do everything. That's why I know the third phase of seeing, Kan San, use the sun, you become normal again. Then the brain also still non-grasping. It cannot hold it. That's why when I share, that moment I share, the memory is not there. Straight away gone on. I can only recall when there is condition. When I ask you, why did I go to here? Then you tell me, then I will know why I go to there. But you ask me to recall, I cannot. Cannot. We have no point. It's like forcing yourself into all these things. So these are the things that will happen later. Because some of you, I think, starting to develop the ability to have this understanding of what awareness is. And you have it. That's why now you know how to relax, like Manyan said. When you relax, she also very surprised she can lie down for so long, the whole 45 minutes, 1 hour. No problem. Last time cannot. That's why when you know how to relax, maintain awareness, then just let the body go into that relaxation and move the activity of awareness to help you to actually become different. Then the awareness become more and more quiet, more and more quiet, more and more quiet. Well, as the gross thinking mind ceases, then only you can touch that awareness nature. Remember? Once you touch the awareness nature, you still don't know what the thing is because very fast the thinking come out. Understand? It's like a very fine line. And most people cannot be in the awareness zone where they think a lot. Where you think a lot, you are with the thought. You are not with the awareness. But the moment you know how to relax, maintain awareness, you start to touch the pure awareness. That happening is very interesting. Initially, it has its own movement. Then later on, when you become skillful, you understand, then you go into it very fast, you settle into it. So you are all the time your true mind, silent mind, of thought. Then that one can stabilize. Then how it stabilized initially, the movement, it varies. Sometimes the sankhara take a while to slow down, especially when you are new. Then you are patient, you don't worry, then the shift of consciousness will come. And the sudden shift will make you very quiet. Then suddenly you like, middle of the night, can experience the quietness and all. That mind inside there also said, because the sankhara, the thinking, the movement all slow down, until finally when that thinking mind sees the sankhara activity, especially the aggregates of mind, when it doesn't do all those things anymore, it doesn't perceive, it doesn't think, it doesn't feel, it's just the awareness, aware. Then you can experience a moment of complete stillness, like everything stops. That is how you develop the awareness-based meditation. Okay? Can you understand? Now I can share this because I don't want you all to listen to the knowledge and go and look for it. People who have done it, they know. So my nature rejoice, well, most of you all can do the lying down. Whereas earlier on in the retreat, I realized hardly anybody really do it. But these two, three sessions, different, very good. Whenever I walk in, I saw a lot meditating, silent. Then lie down. I didn't hear snoring. It's a good sign. Otherwise, like orchestra. But when you're tired, first today, it's normal. Don't worry, if you're tired, you need to rest, you rest. Okay? Okay, any question? Anybody want to report their meditation or ask any question regarding the meditation? The only thing, the only one I saw is Yun Chan doing walking. Yeah, she cannot lie down. I seldom see you. Yeah, that is good. Because when you can follow the chanting, means your mind is actually one with the chanting. Otherwise, the memory, it will come out with a funny thinking or not. We are meditating. Why are these people making so much noise in the chanting? Especially if you don't understand the chanting. But this one luckily is Mahayana chanting. So the rhythm or you all are used to it, understand? Especially those who attend the morning chanting or you are used to it. So it's singing very easily, synchronized very easily. That's why when I was young, I remember our house is this a tap house, but there are many areas with a zinc sheet on. You know zinc sheet in Japan. When it rains, wow, very nice. Oh, I like it rain. Oh, that type of vibration, all different. Sometimes heavy, sometimes not so heavy. Then later on, I come to PJ. I realize I install the awning. Wow, that sound very nice. So it's a matter of understanding. When you understand, it's not a noise. Your people used to tell me, you can sleep with the awning like that so loud. Just like people ask me. I think quite a number of them. One of them is Paulian. You drink coffee and sleep after the class. Because people don't understand. When you understand, you want to sleep, you sleep. Understand? Like the mind. You want it to be silent, you will be silent. You want to use it to live life, you use it. You are most of the time aware, you can do it where the mind is trained. Understand? When it's trained, it's heedful living. When it's untrained, it's heedless living. So all this, the cultivator will come to understand. Then as you understand, your wisdom stabilizes. Then you know why living being alive, why they think a lot. That's why in the early day, I remember when Ajayantra told me, he said, human beings are very funny, they think a lot. And that time I understand what he said. Because I also went through that phase, think a lot. So until my Anapanasati came, then later on my own, I know how to go into the more refined awareness. Then the mindfulness came. Now, when the mindfulness came as a free mind, the sankhara hardly arise unless I need to use it to live life, to communicate, to interact. Otherwise, it's most of the time quiet, still. Then specific phenomenal awareness. But of course, when I'm doing something, do work or what, I have to read and all things. But that one will come back. The third phase of seeing, Kan San Yu Su San, then you become normal again. Then the time I realized, the mind, supramundane mind, very fine, the movement very fine. Then when you have the understanding, then you can live life. You can perceive, you can think, but all these aggregate are pure aggregate, non-grasping one. No delusion, no defilement. It see, it understand. It hear, it understand. It smell, it understand. Tactile feel, it understand. No more like before. The mind keep on stirring, reacting, worrying here, worrying. No need. Because that wisdom allow you to have that mind. No matter what it is, it's not life and death. Understand? But whatever happens is the reality. Reality you scared of what? Confront it, resolve it. Well, the existential world has such thing as life, has such thing as law of karma. That's why do your duty. Understand? Apart from that, nothing else. Then when you have the understanding, you know everything is dependent, originating, condition. There is no permanent, unchanging entity in all phenomena. He know you, he know me. So where got problem, actually? Problem only exists in the existential world, the condition world where duality arises. Understand not? Then when you have this understanding, the way you live life is different. That's why in the Heart Sutta, I say when you realize true emptiness, penetrative wisdom, the life becomes wonderful, meaningful. That's why the third phase of Dhamma, the Buddha put it in. After you cultivate, you realize you awaken. You can live the third phase of Dhamma, which is noble living. Live the life of an awakened one or an enlightened being. So all this become possible. So if you understand all this, your faith become very different. Because this is life, understand? Otherwise you come for what? Come to suffer, play the game of suffering. Every time, here cannot bang wall, there cannot bang wall. Afflicted every now and then. Then myself don't come. But living being, because of ignorance, avijja, got no choice. Karma said, you have to come. If you want to choose to come, can become a bodhisattva. You can choose to come. Under what condition, what era, who your parent, you can choose. But you must have that type of understanding. The preliminary starting stage of the Bodhisattva way, the Bodhisattva don't have such ability yet. But as they progress, as they develop more understanding, more perfection, then they understand. Then they evolve this understanding, stabilize it, and they try it. They try it. When they try it, then in future when they arrive, when they connect, they realize, hey, all this is like my nature. All this already pre-planned, decided, through aspiration, through vow, through pure wish, already set the condition. You remember the Buddha, Sakyamuni, when he became a Samasa Buddha? How did Dipankara predict so long before it happened? He will be born in a Sakya family. He will have who as his chief disciple and all those things. The wife, the son, and all those things. And the father who. It's because Sakyamuni Buddha's perfection has become so extensive, and Dipankara Buddha is also a Samasa Buddha. He can see the conditioning. Then, based on his wisdom and extensive understanding, he will know this being will receive the prediction. So that's why they will give. And the prediction is very clear. It's based on what you want, the aspiration of Sakyamuni Buddha and all that. So when he became the Samasa Buddha, he really arise in the Sakya family and all those things. This is what I mean by you can choose to come. You can choose under what circumstances, condition, and era. So all these are possible only for great beings, very advanced cultivator of the way. The Sinhu Wei cannot. The Sinhu Wei has some form of understanding of basic Dhamma. Even the Arahant, no more ignorant. Yes, no more rebirth. But they didn't go through that training. That's why their understanding is limited. Some of them, the mundane mind didn't collapse. They still have outflow of thought. Understand that? So, outflow of thought means what? It's still birth and death of the thought. Understand that? The thoughts still arise and pass away. That's why sometimes in the Maya Sutta they say, you still got outflow. Outflow doesn't mean defilement. Outflow is outflow of thought. Means your rebirth, what they call segmented life rebirth, no more. Understand? You know why segmented life, the form and mind that come, understand? Through karma. Well, you no more avijja, there is no rebirth consciousness. That's why that segmented life, no more. That's why the Buddha say, after we read, we better read. It's in Appendix 7. Okay, Appendix 7, Dhammapada verse 153, 154. I remember after he became enlightened, he spoke all this. He said, seeking but not finding the house builder, I travel through many rounds of countless birth. You understand what is this or not? Understand what is this or not? This is samsara, isn't it? Well, you want to find who created you, and the builder of this house, and this physical body is like a house. The late Chief Reverend K.C. Dhammananda also said, this is a house, but this is a very, very filthy house. Skin bag with all the what they call feces, everything, urine, all the discharge from the orifice. So all these things, then Xuanhua also said, skin bag of they use the word chou pinang, correct? You know what is a pinang? Skin bag, skin bag, pinang, skin bag. A bag, the covered by skin, with the space inside, chou pinang means inside very, very, very foul. It's like lovesomeness. The Buddha asks you to contemplate the nine stages of 7 3 decay. This body without consciousness, it will go the way of nature. Then with the, even when it is alive, inside a lot of dirty thing one, fit one. So not what you think one. When you look externally, young that time, youthful that time, handsome, beautiful, attractive, like the flower. Once it decay, it wither. You go and collect the outer flower after it decay. You will understand. When it is fresh, huge, and new, beautiful, with the fragrance, wow, you rejoice, you make offering to the Buddha, everything. Then who go and dispose it of? The caretaker. But the Dhamma practitioner never look. That's why in the younger day, I purposely go and look at the decay. Then I realize, ayo, this one really delusional. You get attracted over what? It go the way of nature. Sooner or later, it will be like that. Then our body also like that. You want your conscience, it will decay. And that's why the Buddha asks you to contemplate and reflect. Mindful of the nine stages of 7-3 decomposition. Lovesomeness of the body. So all these are in the teaching. So the Buddha here says, seeking, but not finding, cannot find. The house builder, this physical body and mind. I travel through many rounds of countless birth. That is samsara, understand not? Oh, painful is birth, ever again and again. You understand not? Those who realize they know without the Dhamma, very, very painful, miserable. You kena kau kau. Then he said, house builder, you have now been seen. And then you shall not build the house again. Means no more coming back. No more rebirth consciousness creating future segmental life. Build that life when he realized Arahant said, Arahant, no avidya. It's not wrong, no. Because, and now it gives me a condition to explain. The normal Buddhists, especially the Theravada who, not all, most of the Theravada, without the Mahayana understanding of the Bodhisattva, you know what they argue. They say the Buddha said last birth, no. No more. Then you know what, some other religion, they heard about it. He said, why you go and become Buddhist? Your Buddha no more. Who will help you? Our religion, the Almighty is still there. You can pray to him. You can fast him, believe him. Then when you die, the kingdom of God up there. Oh, kingdom of God is there. Correct. Wait for you. Then some other religion say, wow, up there, he will die because of certain causes. Oh, virgin waiting for you. Understand? I mean, these are what people believe. Understand? Then when you don't understand, you just quote now. Then they, at one time, realize that they almost went into argument. Because the one that understand Mahayana teaching, try to explain to them, no, the Buddha is still around. But that guy doesn't know how to say the Buddha's nature is still around. Understand? No. He said, when you take the Bodhisattva away, you live very long. Then he said, there will be a response, he said, when you like, pay respect and all that. But the merit is limitless and all. So, did you pay respect to the statue? No. The Buddha say the four objects of veneration, you remember? Vandami Chetiyang Sabbam Sabbatani Su Patititang Saririke Datu Mahabohin Buddha Rupang Sakalang Sada. These are the four objects of veneration. You venerate means you develop what they call respect, understand? Not to the statue. Because the Buddha Rupang is to let you recall to mind the great qualities of the Sammasambuddha, understand? And because of that, you have faith, you have joy. Then you pay your respect. That's why you venerate your understanding. Like the relics. It's because The relics symbolizes the enlightened beings' vibration. They are kept in the relics. Yeah. That's why a lot of stupa they build, way place, they have relics. Yeah. Then you have what they call the Bodhi tree. Why you venerate the Bodhi tree? It's because the gratitude, tree of enlightenment, the Buddha sat down there. Yeah. So all these are the understanding. Yeah. So that chanting is very good. All the chaitya, also you pay your respect. Why? Because inside there got relics. Yes or no? So all this understanding you must develop. Then do not be foolish. Hey, the Buddha say no. Build no more household, no more coming. Correct. Where at that time, they were teaching the disciple the sainthood way. Arahant, no more rebirth, segmented, birth and death. That's why you shall build no more house. This is true. But the nature always there. Understand? Like the Sambhagaya Kaya, the spiritual nature. It's not in the physical world. Understand? It's stored up in the, they call spiritual nature. We have the karmic nature. We have the spiritual nature. You understand? So that one cannot disappear. Understand? Because they perfected it. Like myself, I have my nature. But of course, not to that perfection. But because the cultivation, whatever I already cultivated in the spiritual nature, when I come again as a living being or human being, I need to connect. Then only I can inherit. Because this spiritual nature is not like your karmic nature. Karmic nature, straight away, you are born of your karma, add to your karma, conditions, supported by your. You are what you are because of your karma. So that one is immediate, understand? That's why that one, if you don't take care of karma, I tell you, toho to payam. Immediately you karma, you subject to all these things. So you cannot blame anybody. Like the Buddha said, whatever happened or arise, there are causes and conditions behind. What are the main causes and conditions? I mean, apart from all those inanimate things. For human being, whatever happened to you, living being, the cause and condition must be one. We are all born of karma. That's why it's related to karma. That's why you must have the right view in regards to karma. Then you will know the moral causation, the cause. How you become what you are is like the Buddha said, you reap what you sow. The nature's law. You plant the seeds of evil, you reap the fruit of evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the fruit of wholesomeness. You are what you are. Then nothing protects except virtue. That's why you must avoid all evil to good. Cultivate wholesomeness. Develop virtue. Then purify your mind to develop wisdom so that the reality of life and existence when you go through within the existential world, although not so real, you will not be deluded. You will not be afflicted. Means you won't grasp and cling at the fire which you are forming one. Deludedly, as the me and the I, thinking that it's real. Everything that arises and happens, you think is real. Feeling, you think, yeah, I feel what you say. Why you say not me? I can eat, or I can enjoy. I can do a lot of things. Why you say not me? Then they say, I want to walk, I walk. Then how you answer them? You keep on saying, hey, the Buddha say anatta, non-self, not you. You mean you can convince people? You can't. So the best way is I came out with a contemplative wisdom long ago, around 1989. I said, our form and mind is like a vehicle and a driver, understand? The driver is inside the car. So when the car is in functioning order, means every part is working, no damage, nothing, then the driver know how to drive, then that car and the driver, the two, the form and mind, will move, understand? So our physical body is like the car. You want to go anywhere, it takes us there, understand? But who is the driver? Your mind, isn't it? Your consciousness is a driver. In the car and the driver analogy, you can see clearly the two are different. Correct? The two are different. So like in our society, we know if the car meet up with an accident, then do what? The driver careless, understand? Or sometimes other driver careless whack you. So whack you means what? The car get damaged. But the driver is the driver, no. The driver is not hurt, no. Unless the injury very severe. But now got airbag, everything, I think. Very likely not so severe. But more important thing is, you can see, you know, the damage is the car, no. But when it's trapped inside this physical, you don't know, no? Injury or disease or damage, wow, you think it's you, no, understand? It's like the driver, no. When the car get damaged, he think he is a car, no? He also seem tia, no? But in society, seem tia is what? Unhappy and worried is because he has to pay for the damage, no? Pay for the repair, no? But he don't have physical injury and all that, but the car. So likewise, when we understand the body, you see clearly it's a car, you worry about it for what? What you need to do is what? Resolve it, understand? You got insurance, claim insurance, you buy insurance for what? Huh? So you do what you have to do, then you recover. But the car and the driver analogy is very good. No? Let's say you have a chauffeur, understand? No? A chauffeur. The chauffeur drive your car. Who is the big boss? The owner. Normally he sit where? He sit at the back, on one side, left side, the lowest resort. Yeah. Sometimes the boss is not there. On the you know what is that boss? That boss is like your nature. No? Understand? No? So, you know, the driver is the driver. The car is the car. The two come together because of causes and conditions. Then this automobile, with the driver can function, understand not? Like you want to accelerate, it accelerate, like it listen to you. I want to drive fast, it drive fast. I want to stop, it stop. I want to brake, I want to manual. Whatever that is allowed, the driver can manual that car. So similarly, it's all condition arising. When all these conditions are not there, let's say the car, certain thing happen, cannot start the engine. You put Formula One driver in there also no use. Understand? No? It's not going to move. So as a human being, you say, I want to walk, I walk. Okay? You look at a guy that is paralyzed from the waist down. You ask him to walk. Huh? You understand? No? He cannot walk already because the condition for walking is no more. You lose that control. Yeah, the spinal cord, certain spinal cord that function, the response gone already. Understand? So it's just like the car, spark plug got problem, or carburetor got problem, or starter got problem, then cannot start already, understand? Then they will understand. This one is not you, understand? Why? You want to get sick, you go ask permission for you. He never, isn't it? You want to get old, be diseased. Did he ask permission for you? No, everything is very natural, understand? So you can see clearly that all these are dependent originating condition. When the condition, causes and conditions are all in line, then it performs the function like you exist, understand? Oh, like you have control, like the driver that control the car, understand? I want to accelerate, I accelerate, I want to stop, I stop. Then I saw that, I said, how come living being cannot see? Yeah, when the condition is trapped inside, you cannot see. Then later on, I realized there's a nature which is a big boss behind her. So who is the big boss? The owner, yeah. So if let's say your car get damaged, kau kau, what happened? Or too old already. Yeah? Beyond economical repair. Understand? Or not economical to drive. What you do? Huh? You either sell it off, or write it off. Yeah. But if the owner got money, He buy a new car, better car. So the energy is the same. If you got money, means what? Spiritual wealth. You know? If you got spiritual wealth, you will know how to use your spiritual wealth to have a better body, better DNA. You take care of karma. That's not. You have the wisdom. So when this one come, it's like you have a Mercedes or BMW. Yeah? But those who don't take care of karma one, no spiritual wealth, like no money one, what they do? Huh? They buy a Volkswagen. Yeah? What is Volkswagen? You walk lah. Understand? Walking lah. So when you walk, you don't have a car. Understand? That's why you cannot travel. A lot of things you cannot do. Really. Then when you walk, a lot of problem. Rain also problem. Not careful, pedestrian also kena problem. So spiritual well is similar. You have the spiritual well, it's like the owner got money, got the means, then he can use this money and means for the comfort of himself and the family and the kinsmen, and also to help others. The son, the four type of happiness. Happiness of ownership, understand that you have actually accumulated or owned all this wealth through your own diligent and proper means. Means no cunningness, no negativity. Then you develop one type of happiness, especially when I first came out to work, my first month salary, I'm very happy. Yeah, I earn it myself. Then later I become successful, financial freedom. I had this joy. Then the second type of happiness is what the Buddha said. When you can make use of what you have, your wealth and all things, for the comfort and good of your family and your kinsmen, and to help others, there is another type of joy, understand? And happiness. You can also use it to make offering, generosity, help people, all this. Then the third one, the Buddha said, to pay off your debt, understand? You live the life of a person who can be free of that. When you are free of that, the happiness is really there, especially those who have a lot of loan to repay or tie loan borrow money. You know the big difference. Yeah. Then lastly is when you cultivate the Dhamma, you understand the Dhamma, you know how to live life, even though not enlightened yet. You can have the fourth type of happiness. What is it? You live the blameless life because you are so honorable. You are so like sincere, not cunning. That's why people will not blame you because you have that honor in you. And the other thing is like what I say, if money can solve, then it's not a problem as well. So when you have the means and the understanding, let's say accident, like I told you last time, Suyon, I didn't ask him to pay. I know his effort, but what for? Yeah, I can afford. So I resolve it, and I just tell you, next time, be careful. Yeah, I have to tell you, you know, you turn out from a junction road down there, and my daughter is on the straight road, and you bang him. That he like, I can see the fear in him, because I think that car, he has to pay for the repair or whatever. But his one is a very solid one, I think, 4-wheel drive. So not much damage. So whatever it is, you can have the means, resolve it. Understand? So small thing, resolve it. Yeah. Through all this understanding, you can have that four type of happiness. Yeah. Okay? So now, after you understand all this, do not be gullible. Huh? Don't go and create that type of wrong view. Say, the Buddha no more already. Yeah. Then when people confront the Buddha, say, hey, you believe your Buddha for what? He is no longer here. Gone already. You pray to who? And all that. That's why they come up with the term idol worshipper. You understand? You worship their statue. Understand? But Buddhists don't worship. Understand? Those who have almighty one, they worship. The Buddhists know. The Buddhists venerate. You know why they venerate? Pay respect, gratitude, respect. So when you know who the Buddha is, his perfection, his virtue, and how wonderful his teaching is, you will definitely have gratitude and respect for him. So when you go and pay respect, you don't worship him, understand? That's why you don't go and like the people who don't understand. They call what? They like bargain with the dainty and the Buddha. I offer you, you protect me, you help me, you make sure my son pass exam, my family business okay, everything do well. So it's like you pray to the Almighty or pray to Buddha. You think Buddha can deliver? Because this is our nature's law. He wants you to understand the teaching. This is our nature's law. He can only teach you the teaching, show you the way. You have to walk the path yourself. You have to awaken yourself to have that type of life. So there is a difference. Understand? You don't worship and pray. You develop the respect, the understanding. Then you study his teaching, cultivate, develop the understanding to free, to have the good life. So which one is better? Very obvious, isn't it? The Buddhist teaching, which is very, very scientific and very clear, no God involved, is the best. Understand? So I read on a bit more.
Every time I look at this, it's like the discussion about Buddha saying this, the last birth and all this, no more rebirth for him. But I don't really understand why this discussion comes out.
Oh.
Because when I look at all this, it's actually under page 11, the Beyond of Joy. Actually, to me, my level of understanding is the whole discussion is on the Paticca Samuppada, Abhijja sequence. The whole accumulation, when you realize it, you are free, liberated, and all those. The whole samsaric cycle of Abhijja, ceases.
Correct.
Right? So there's no becoming.
Correct.
We are not talking about end of that birth or death to get reborn.
Correct. That so, is the sainthood way, understand?
So it's more referring to that
No.
Meditation and getting liberated.
Correct. This one is the immediate sainthood way. That's why he said, I teach you the handful only, which is enough for all these things. So what happened in society, the Mahayana say, God Bodhisattva way, the Buddha can still come back.
Yes. I understand that.
No. That one, the Theravada cannot understand.
Yeah.
They say Buddha died already, Sakyamuni. Yeah. He can never come back.
Yeah.
But they don't understand the Bodhisattva way. And they don't understand how the Buddha can come back. Because the spiritual nature is still there. The karmic nature is still there. He can still come back with a pure mind. Understand? Because his understanding is all there. But he is no longer a Sama Sambuddha. Understand? When he comes. Because that one happened once only. Based on the prediction. It's a one-time thing. People cannot understand. That's why they have this conversation, they almost argue.
In a way, I'm trying to get to that in the sense that they are projecting their understanding based on...
What is written. What is written. What is written.
And therefore conclude that that's his last word. I don't think it's implying...
Correct. It's just like last time I told you, J. Krishnamurti say, wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. Understand? Then wherever there is effort, there is no meditation. You know what the Buddhists who don't understand say or not? Hey, contradict lah. Buddha say, right effort, no. Logical or not? Logical, yeah. He said, Buddha teach right effort, no. He said, wherever there is effort, there is no meditation. So you follow Noble Eightfold Path, no meditation. They can't understand, understand, because the right effort is at the thought level, understand? Right effort to abandon the unwholesome thought that has arisen is at the thought level. Right effort to prevent it from, but when it comes to bhavana, it's all sati, understand? Mindfulness, so there is no contradiction. Then when the meditator is the thought, it's obviously you don't meditate, understand? They don't understand all this. No. Then they say, the Buddha say before his parinibbana, strive on with heedfulness. No, no. Means ask you to strive on. No. That one is a form of mind. Understand? No. That advice is for the form of mind, yeah, to strive on with heedfulness, to realize that you are not what you think you are. Understand? No. Then to realize that sati is awareness before the knowing. When you are aware, there is no thought. So all these are important. Yeah, you continue. Sorry.
Anyway, I find that the sequence of the in the chanting book, and then the beyond joy. It's right after that.
Yeah, right after that. Because after you clear the Paticca Samuppada,
joy, you know.
Yeah, la, because it's like at that time, yeah, he was speaking to the disciples who are mainly going the sainthood way, understand? That's why he wants you to have this understanding. If you realize this enlightenment, which is Nibbana, then you will have this poem of joy. You know, birth is no more. Whatever that needs to be done has already been done. Understand? So it's like they say, Sekha and Asika. Yeah. Those under training and those no more under training. Yeah. No more under training means you don't have to train anymore because you realize arahantship, no more rebirth, finish. Like Bertil say, the Paticca Samuppada realized, understood. So it cannot like continue to delude you and bring you back. Understand? That is for the segmented life, rebirth. Which is correct. Rebirth under avijja, no more. Understand? But the bodhisattva's rebirth is not under avijja. It is the first vow. I vow to liberate the limitless living being throughout the entire existence. So that one is out of love and compassion he comes. So this is the pure mind, the pure thought that condition rebirth. But for rebirth to happen, you need the karmic nature, which they still have, understand? So the pure thought is only one of them, no. You need another condition, no. You purposely take the bodhisattva vow to come back, no. So because you vow, understand? So you got a reason to come back, understand? So with the pure mind and the nature's condition where you have that vow, and that vow is very intense, where you vow with understanding, with faith, you plant the seed of bodhi. And then the nature's law, existential law, actually allow this to come. There is birth, but not through ignorance. You understand? That's why bodhisattva can come. Because that one is a pure thought. Love and compassion, it come. And the condition for it to come is the vow. Without the vow, we cannot come. That's why the fourth basic vow of a bodhisattva is compulsory. Compulsory. Without that, you cannot come. Okay? Thank you for the sharing. Chanta, yes. Mahaparinibbana is when that form and mind, which is Sakyamuni, or you call it the Nimanakaya, understand? The functional body that perform the function of the Buddha. That one realizes Nibbana and sees. That is Mahaparinibbana. Means the Sama Sambuddha's Parinibbana. Understand? That's why they call it the Nipanjina or Mahaparinibbana Sutta. Understand? So inside that sutta, there are a lot of things that is described there. But different tradition register is different. Mahayana register is different because they have their own version of Nipanjing. But I didn't see that one in Theravada. The still or the God Pari Mahaparinibbana Sutta? Oh God, which page? Which page in the chanting book? Oh, not in the chanting book. No, I haven't seen that. Maybe one day you let me know.
Eh? I think that Theravada, sorry to say, the orthodox still that, because Buddha did hinted 3 times to Ananda.
Yeah.
Whether he wants Buddha to stay back.
Correct.
So I think that will give people a perception that stay back or
Mahabharata. No, he said prolong his that functional body so that it will not go through the Mahaparinibbana 90 days later.
Like that's what Brother Teo mean by the Bodhisattva path that I can.
Oh no. That one is the functional body. Ananda like very sad because the Buddha is going to enter Parinibbana. Means teacher no more. Understand? So he started sobbing, crying. Then by that time he consulted Anuruddha. Of course they advised him, go and talk to the Buddha, appeal to him. Maybe 3 times he will agree. Then you know what the Buddha said? He has the power, he has the ability to extend. But what for? You know why he told Ananda? This physical body of ours, of mine, is like a worn out blockade. No? Worn out already, you know? Like the Lao Ya Chia, anytime going to break down with you. Why do you still want it to extend? Then, like I say, he already shared his understanding for 45 years now. Not enough. I tell you, even if he come and share for 5 years, it's already fantastic. 45 years, you are still, hey, don't go. Don't go. Please stay back. No such thing. Then the other thing is, in the Mayana, it's recorded. I don't know, Theravada is recorded. It seemed there was a Mara. That every time come and like disturb you. He said, now with you around, your teaching, all these people will be okay. But the moment you are gone, the Mara say, I become the one in charge. Because I will, the Maya Sutta got mentioned, I will wear your robe. Means become like Sangha, penetrate Sangha, and cause it to fall, understand? Then certain Sutta, they go and distort it and all. But the Mara, in that rhyme, because they are Mara, understand? Their job is what? To create confusion in the cultivator. So all these are nature's condition. Then you know what happened? The Buddha, when he knew the body about time to go, then he told the Mara, okay, enough. I have decided. Decided. Means what? 90 days from now, I will parinibbana. Then after that, he told Ananda. Then Ananda requests, because he told Ananda, no point. It's like a worn-out blockade. Understand? Then, too late already. If you want to request that, you should have requested it long ago. You know why the body become like one hour blocker? Ananda, a lot of his disciples, 120 years old, no, they live. It is recorded, isn't it? Even she is also 120. But why did the Buddha 80 years old? Yeah, lah, you know, not bad, lah, but you go serious. Understand? He not enough rest, understand? Out of love and compassion, he received the human being, he do the pindapat. That every time before he sleep, very late night, the disciple come, the deva come, and many beings come. Then when he rested, I think only 1 or 2 hours. Then when he arrived, he checked the world, you remember? Who can be enlightened, who need help or what? Then he will go, understand? Pindapat or whatever. Well, he can understand all this. That's why because of that, he not enough rest. So he told Ananda, the time is no more over. If you have requested when he was younger, then he will not go and do all this. Like you ask me, one day sleep 2 hours. You think this form of mind can last how long? Cannot. Even the retreat, I conduct 9 days. You know, a lot of even monks are much, much younger than me. They need rest 3 days before they recover. Yeah. But I go back, I become normal again. Why? Because I don't stress until that answer. No. I don't like out of love and compassion, I do all this. No, for me, got condition, I do. No condition, I do. But if you are Sama Sambuddha, you know this form of mind is not what you think. He will do one. While he was a bodhisattva, you remember, the tigress, yeah, with the cup, the tigress was injured. He jumped down and offered himself. How many people can do that? He is really compassionate or not. That to him, the form of mind is nothing or not. He just go. Then he give away his wife, he give away. Because that is the perfection, the parami. Different people, different. He go wisdom way here, the answer. But you can actually adopt your own way. Like Nimara, that bodhisattva, what? Nimara. Nimanakiti. Vimalakiti. He like to come as a lay person. He said, why? Because better one. Don't have all the monks priests, everything. He can go to prostitute then and help people. Understand? He can go to all the places where the holy people under precept are not supposed to go. Okay, I continue, otherwise we won't finish. He said, you shall not build the house again. Your rafter has been broken down. Your rich bone has been shattered or is demolished too. My mind has now attained the unformed, misunconditioned condition, nirvana, and reached the end of every kind of craving. We are no more craving, means what? No more rebirth through craving, not. We are ignorant. So all this, when you understand, it becomes beautiful. So the detailed explanation is, the bodhisattva then had cultivated through countless lifetime in search for the house builder. Repeated birth leads to endless suffering or dukkha. Then the final energy of form and mind is the house. Craving, that condition, becoming and birth, which propel beings to tumble through samsara mindlessly and heedlessly. That's why when you're mindless and heedless, this is the outcome. So this is what birth is all about. When you don't have the Dhamma understanding, you will get into trouble. Then later on he said, you have now been seen, the house builder, miscreating. We are what? Direct seeing of its condition arising nature, dependent originating condition arising. Then craving will not condition future rebirth, since it was completely abandoned. You shall build no house, means avijja cannot. Then the rafter is like all the defilement, kilesa. Via perfection of virtue, purification of mind, to arise the appropriate right thought, right speech, and right action. Then ignorant is the rich bowl. That one has been dismantled. Then this is the first avijja paccaya sankhara pakkata, the paticca samuppada, the first dependent origination entity. Okay. Then via perfection of wisdom, completely rooting out ignorance, then nibbana realized, ending of all craving and ignorance. Then the essential dhamma involved to develop all this is the four noble truths, the five aggregates of form and mind, grasping aggregate, paticca samuppada, three evil root, law of karma, five spiritual faculties, and five mental hindrance. That's why these are the essential dhamma I every time go through with you all. Then you make aspiration to root out ignorance and defilement. Then These are included in our personal puja and aspiration. Yeah. That's why the imina punya kamina, that is the one. Yeah? To invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to root out avijja, so that nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. And why the foolish without the wise. Also, in our puja and aspiration is the same, huh? Connected. To strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. To diligently cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. So the ridge pole is the top main support for the roof truss, and the rafter are the barrels, beams, sub main support, spanning from the ridge pole to the base plate of the roof truss, needed to support the baton, which are needed to hold on to the roof tiles and all those things. Okay, so now we finish, huh? Appendix 7. So Appendix 8 is Avijja Sutta. Oh, I only have 15 minutes. 11:30 is supposed to break. Okay, we go to Avijja Sutta quickly. This Avijja Sutta explains clearly the importance of having two noble friends or Kayanimitta to realize enlightenment. According to the Buddha, noble friends or having noble friends or Kayanimitta is one of the prerequisites to become an Arya or an enlightened being. It also talks about the factors that will influence ignorance. To be free from ignorance is one of the main tasks in cultivation. Having Dhamma, spiritual or noble friends, which we call Kayanamita, is a prerequisite for this task. Thank you. Hence, the importance of Kayanamitaship. There are two sequences discussed in the sutta. Each of the factor in both sequence has its own nutriment. The first sequence is the ignorance sequence. So this one is very important. Eh? The nutriment for ignorance, avijja, is the five mental hindrances. So now you understand why the five mental hindrances create havoc. Eh? And the nutriment for this five mental hindrance is the the three ways of bad conduct, means you don't have right conduct. We are body, speech, and thought. And the nutriment for the lack of this three way of right conduct is unrestrained in the sense faculty. Means you don't have mindfulness, you don't have the Dhamma understanding, you cannot do anything to what happened. Means your senses are unrestrained. Then the nutriment for this is the lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension. Sati sampajana means you don't have sati sampajana, you become asati and asampajana. And the nutriment for the lack of this is you don't have yoniso manasikara. And the nutriment for the lack of yoniso manasikara, which is called our ayoniso manasikara, is the lack of faith in the Buddha, asada, the Dhamma and the Sangha. And the nutriment for this is you do not listen to the true Dhamma. And the nutriment for this is because you did not associate with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends. No, not associating with good Dhamma friend or spiritual friend or Kayamita is the starting nutriment to the wrong path that finally end up with ignorance, leading to heedlessness. So, wake up to this sequence. Then the enlightenment sequence is very simple. The enlightenment sequence is the opposite, understand? The second sequence is the enlightenment sequence. Yeah? So, there are 10 steps in the Avijja Sutta for enlightenment to happen. So we go to number 10 first. Yeah? The first condition for enlightenment sequence is association with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends, which the Buddha called Kayamitas. Then when you have Kayamita, the Buddha say, you can have opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. Now you understand. Yeah? Then when you have condition to listen to the true Dhamma, you gain confidence, faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then when you have the faith, you will cultivate. When you cultivate, you will develop yoniso manasikara, wise consideration. So yoniso manasikara is the initial wisdom through second turning contemplation and first turning listening. Then after that, you will move on to have mindfulness and clear comprehension. Because when you have yoniso manasikara, even the initial wisdom, you know what happened now. Your mind will not be so deluded. Then you doesn't stir that often. Because there is initial wisdom to let you like understand. No need to stir, no need to react. Then you become more and more like restrained in your senses. That's why there is space between thought. So when space between thoughts start to surface, your sati stabilize. That's why after that you can develop what they call sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension, or sati sampajana. Then when you have sati sampajana, your mind become very mindful, very aware. Then there is clear comprehension, you won't go wrong. Then because you have that mindfulness, your sense restraint automatic. Anasana. Initial wisdom lead to sati sampajana, then sati sampajana lead to sense restraint. So when you have sense restraint, means you cannot break your precept already, the five precepts. That's a sotapan minimum. They cannot break five precepts. Of course, the three fetters also gone. Sakaya ditti, right and ritual, and doubt. Means faith in the triple gem. So once these three things is developed, first three fetters severe, you become a sotapan. And number five, you become at least a sotapan. Then once you have this sense restraint, you can use the Noble Eightfold Path right effort to cultivate the three way of good conduct or right conduct. Body, mind, and speech. Then, with that, you are maybe a Sakadagami. That's why under the next one, which is the eighth step, number three, is the four foundation of mindfulness. You will cultivate them. You cultivate four foundation of mindfulness, Satipatthana, is because this one will bring about awakening to become at least an Anagami. If there is still a little bit of ignorant and delusion. Otherwise, you will become arahant. That's why before that three way of good conduct, which is actually, you go from reverse, number 10 is 1, 2, 3, 4. That one is step 7. After step 7 only, you develop step 8, the four foundation of mindfulness. Understand? So at step 7, actually the 5 and 6 and 7, this is what the sainthood way is all about. So under the four foundation of mindfulness, you will see this sentence that the Buddha always said. After overcoming covetous and grief, then only you can cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. So who can overcome covetousness and grief? Only the sotapan and the sakadagami. That's why after that, the four foundation of mindfulness, you will realize at least anagami, if not arahantship. Then when you cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness, step 9 will arise. The seventh factor of enlightenment will arise. Keep on arising. Then you know you are on the right path. See? Then after that, you will realize enlightenment, means true knowledge, vijja, leading to enlightenment in the here and now. So this 10 step of the Avijja Sutta is very, very important. These are the steps you can check whether you are on the right path or not. That's why a lot of people don't understand. They become gullible. They straight away go into the four foundations of mindfulness. Because the Buddha said, Ekayano bhikkhave bhikkhu, this is the only way for the purification of mankind or humanity, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, leading to the right path, the realization of Nibbana. So all these are very beautiful teachings. But you look at the note, again, you can see associating with good Dhamma or spiritual friend or Kanyamita is a prerequisite needed to arrive at the path that ends in true knowledge or vijja, which is enlightenment. This is the reason why the Buddha clearly instructed us, we are saying, to Venerable Ananda. He said, having Dhamma friends or spiritual friend or noble friends is 100% of the holy life, he told Ananda. But at first Ananda said, wow, must be 50%. He said, no, 100%. Hence developing and promoting true Kayamita shape among all Buddhists within the Buddhist community is most important. So now you understand why when I come out, I started this concept of sharing Kayamita. We are Kayamitas and as a Dhamma friends. We walk the path of Dhamma. We motivate, counsel, and support, encourage each other to walk the path of Dhamma. So Dhamma friends got two types. One are ordinary Dhamma friends who walk the path of Dhamma to cultivate, but they haven't have the Dhamma. They may in various stages of progress. Some may have initial wisdom, some may have initial understanding, some may have like very near enlightenment. All the various stages, there is one class of Kayamita, means they are not Arya yet. But once you develop wisdom, insight, awaken, and you are the Arya and beyond, then we call you the second category of Kayamitas, Dhamma friends. Means Dhamma friends that has the Dhamma understanding. You understand? The Buddha mentioned the noble Kayamitas. They are very, very beautiful. You can have them as your Dhamma friend. You achieve the prerequisite for enlightenment. Because they have the teaching. They are the noble disciples of the Buddha. So all this understanding is the reason why when I started, I really knew Kayamita is very important. Because even as a Bodhisattva, I realized without all these great beings, nature, and all the guide, teacher, all things, you can't go this way. But this way is very, very complicated. Understand? That's why you must have Dhamma friend. It's just like no man is an island by itself. You alone, you cannot progress far on. But when you have true Dhamma friends who have walked this path and have the Dhamma, he can guide you easily. He can advise you easily. Otherwise, I tell you, you don't know where you travel, so get lost until Holland, also don't know, cannot come back. So this is sadhu. Yeah, that's why you all should have joy. So not only me, so many Dhamma friends walking the path of Dhamma. That's why I say in future, these are the affinity that you build without you knowing. So in future, we never know. A lot of the Kayamita or Dhamma friends has progressed until your nature may be better than mine. Who knows? Understand now? All these are possible. But how did it start? Without you knowing. You have affinity, you come to the club. That's why I say, Ma Teng Yuan Chan, if you don't call me to come out, all this, you know. That's why I always hinted to her, her parami very, the spiritual well a lot, but he doesn't know how to invoke power of merit, aspiration. You must ask for forgiveness for whatever you have done in the past from all the beings as and the triple gem. Then after that, you say, by the power of whatever merits you have, may arise the causes and conditions for me to develop the understanding to change. Where you ask for forgiveness, the old way, change. Have a clear mind to understand the true Dhamma so that you can progress along the path of Dhamma effortlessly. Now, the word effortlessly is very important. Right? Without effort. When you got effort, you cannot progress. But strike on a heedfulness is not effort. Understand? Means, he says strike on with heedfulness. No? What is the Buddha telling you? Develop the heedfulness first, understand? Then only walk the path, understand? You understand? No? Not while you don't have heedfulness, you strive. No? Okay. Strive on with what? With heedfulness. Means develop heedfulness first. Then with the virya, go, understand? No? So that striving is not an effort, understand? No? Is it Buddha say, strive? Huh? But strive with what? Try on with heedfulness. I mean, you must have heedfulness only you can go this way. Understand? Okay? Yeah. Sa. Wow, gum gum ho, 11:28. Huh? 2 more minutes. Anybody wants to say anything or ask any question? Wow, first time, retreat, I finish everything.
Radio, I want to say something.
Radio, good morning.
Good
morning. Amitabha, Radio, and all Kaimitas. Radio, I want to share about my sister's cultivation.
Sadhu.
Yes. Actually, because of this retreat, right, at some point, we all moved to room 5. Because of the intermittent so-called Zoom, because of reception poor. So actually, I want to say it's on the 31st of August, right? My sister was able to access the Zoom, and
good.
The reception was very clear.
Oh,
so
good.
It was like 1 hour we were able to follow the Bodhisattva vows.
Wow, sadhu.
Until complete now, huh?
Very good. That's what meant to be. No connection become connection. Stable.
Yes, correct. So we were so joyful towards the end when sisters indeed did the sharing of something of the Om Mani Padme Hum. So there's a vibration in my heart. It's like as if it went into my heart and then the emotion came.
Very deep one from inside
on
your nature.
So Sister Engby asked me. The flow of tears is natural. Not within my control.
Because from the nature it arrives.
So it's a compassion from the
Kuan Yin,
the nature comes up from the Kuan Yin that it has so much compassion for human, for sentient beings. So out of that, right, Rati, I tell you, we were sort of stranded there after we finish our housekeeping, we want to connect back. Oh, tabule, cannot connect.
That's why you like that one.
Totally don't have. Try so hard, cannot. So never mind, we do our own cultivation. So my sister and I sitting there. So I said, why not, I do something for you. So I explained to her everything from, I said, you start from a clean white paper.
Don't do
anything else. Just a clean piece of paper. You write down what I tell you. I tell her, actually, I tell you something. The night when I share the metta to tell Brati about the metta, right? She was so, her sadha, came, She said, now I believe you and Brother Theo, After hearing from you, I have so much faith and confidence.
sadhu.
That's her word, her word, not my word,
She saw you change, and you.
She said, "I will follow you. You say everything, I follow you."
Very good, sadhu.
Follow me, brother.
Because she very close
but
to you.
She's convinced that it happens to me. The teaching is right. It's a true dharma.
Yeah.
Because she tried so hard, so many years, right?
Yeah.
no result, no positive result, like, you know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. So I want to give faith and confidence to all Kayamitas. You have to start from the clean piece of paper, blank white piece of paper. Okay.
Very good.
So that's how she, you see, I've been telling her some of the experience I have, you know, openly with her, so that she is convinced, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fairy tale story, you know.
Correct, correct.
It, you also can do it, I said, you know.
Yeah, sadhu.
I said, you don't play, huh?
Yeah, sadhu.
I said, tomorrow you may die, huh? I have hard knocks on her, lah. You know, cannot wake up, right? So I said, tomorrow you can die, huh? So if you continue to play a fool, you cannot do anything, you know, you wasted one life, and then next life, you are not a human being, what are you going to do, you know, I say, you know.
You actually hammer her harder than what
you must hammer harder, because Sister Yun Chan also tell me, wow, you hammer very hard, so she wake up also.
Yeah, very good.
You must
now wake up already after hammer.
Yes. So I took the time to share with her from beginning to the end. I said, you write down. Then she asked me, you know, can you write for me? No, I cannot do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You write down.
That is a very
How
good
can answer. I write for you? I'm not walking the path for you, you know.
Yeah, correct.
Fair enough.
She must understand herself and write it out herself.
Right. So you're going to learn. I said, I write, you may not understand. You write, you will understand. You know,
correct.
Right now, brother.
Yes. That's why I always tell Kayamita, clean slate, assume you don't know anything. Investigate.
Yes.
Develop
correct.
Sati,
correct.
Mindfulness, awareness to investigate, to find out.
Correct. I said, if you're very stubborn and don't listen, you take forever, 10 years also not enough. I said, if you do very well and heedfully do follow up, I said, you can achieve it maybe fastest 1 year.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to give her the false hope a few months.
Yeah.
It's impossible, Barathio, because the condition is condition, you know.
Correct.
So you have to rewire. I say, not just straighten your wheel, you have to rewire, you know.
Yeah. That's why Yun Chan now start to know the old way must change. Otherwise, you continue the old way. You cannot progress. For so many years, you have been like that. So why not have an open mind? Clean slate, assume you don't know anything, then investigate. At that way, you cultivate, you progress very fast.
Yes, correct.
Every word I say, like become different. Where you are not.
Correct. Brother Theo, another thing, talking about this, speaking along this line. I think when you listen to Brother Theo, do you have joy and inspiration or not?
That
if
one
you
very important.
Jialat, I say jialat, because you're not listening attentively.
Yeah.
You're commenting.
No understanding and no joy.
No joy, no nothing. I said, jialat, well. You're not listening. I said, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, when you listen with joy, you write down all the pointers.
Yes.
Yeah. I see you're not writing. I said, wow, you expert already or what? So I said, this one, it gave me so much joy listening and writing down, you know,
yeah.
And understanding, develop deeper.
This is how you pick up the important pointer. Then when you understand, like Man Yuan, he understand, relax into every mind state. He realized she missed out that one. Once she clear that one, last few days, she really different. After she want to share.
Okay. So, after that, I said that after listening to what I share, for her, you know, I tell her all the things, right?
Yeah.
What is your feeling about it? You know, do you have any feelings like joy, inspired, or emotion like tears or whatever? I don't know. I don't see that. You know, I don't see that. No, like when I share with her, she don't have any reaction. Like understand or not, whatever. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So actually, my sister said, I dare not tell you, tears was rolling in my heart, you said.
Wow, sadhu. Oh, very good. This trip actually helped her a lot.
Actually, yeah. So then after that, I said, I told my sister, I said, your heart has to open up. If your heart cannot open up, your heart cannot open, you cannot receive the Dhamma.
Yeah, cannot receive the Dhamma.
So I said, you must make until your heart open up. I said, you must be not awakened, your heart must open up.
The faith, the virya, the understanding will drive you on. So
the number one thing I tell her is sati. You have to develop sati.
Must stabilize that.
Everything, everything will fall into places. So that's why I said, I tell her, from now onwards, you don't do anything else but cultivation your sati.
Yeah,
that's
stabilize the sati. Then become peaceful, you are home.
Then she asked me, what do I do in the day? So I just tell her, from beginning, you wake up, you develop your sati already.
Yeah.
You're not going to think.
Aware.
Aware. Now, the awareness is not say aware, their awareness understanding is superficial, right?
Yeah, correct. You are right.
So the awareness, the real awareness comes, you will know, not
yeah, you will know. One.
It's through your nature, your
yeah,
nature.
Yeah.
So that's why I tell her, you start from there, don't talk to me until you get that,
Very good.
I don't entertain all rubbish.
Sadhu. Very good, Project. Thank you so much for the good sharing.
The mind is a monkey mind, brother.
Oh, definitely.
The mind with heedfulness, brother.
Correct.
Yeah. Not through concentration, not to.
Correct. Huh.
Yeah. One is not a free mind, brother. Then you must get the free mind.
Yes.
So, brother, the thing is, when they do the concentration, they never, brother Teo, past experience, you must release it
up to normal awareness. Because otherwise, the mental hindrance all suppressed.
Correct.
You cannot test yourself. You don't know what is your, you think you already got it.
Correct. You must do that. You must release your concentration to the normal awareness. Do the cultivation.
Go back to a free mind.
Yes.
Because when we need the free mind. We cannot hold on to that concentration or the energy. With that one, it's suppressive. It's a conditioned state. It's not a free mind.
Correct. So that part, everybody is different. If you want to do that part based on your past, I do not know those things, but I do the free mind, the relax and cultivate, method, the full support. So I said, you try many years doing that and it doesn't work. You have to start a clean piece of paper. If your mind is all cluttered with the past, how are you going to
know
what is correct and what is wrong, So it's as well you start with a new piece of paper all over again. This is your starting point, this is your reference, from here till the next few months, 6 months, 1 year, you will achieve something already. I will sadhu you
sadhu.
6 months or 1 year is better than nothing,
Very good,
I think my sister woke up already.
Sadhu. Let us rejoin. Thank you so much, Pochek.
Sadhu. I think, brother, one last thing, I think it's meant to be. This retreat is to teach my sister.
Yeah, meant to be. Meant to be. That's why without this, I think, because you know why? She was the one that actually wanted to help you, ask you to attend my retreat, remember?
Yes.
Then you say that time you not really understand what is going on. You just attend because she asked you to attend. Then only later you develop the understanding. Then when you want to go all out 2019, waiting for the 2020 March retreat, the pandemic came, lockdown, you cannot come. But blessing in disguise. That's why when your timing is right, things will flow on. Then everything will fall into place. Then during that time, before even the recent retreat, you already developed the understanding. And that period is only about 1 year plus. You realize or not?
Because
that time, I go through the Heart Sutta, I take 8 months instead of 8 days.
That's not
very easy to understand. That's why she absorbs, she write note. Wow. And a lot of Kayamita, this Heart Sutta, everywhere they bring code. Highlight. My wife also, she showed me the book only. I realized, wow, she all the green highlight. Oh, wow, means she was study. She understand the important point. That's
yes,
why I realized those who progress on, like Pocheng say, I must write notes on, oh, my highlight.
Yes. Yes, Brandy, what you say is correct. The first time I attended your retreat in 2017, right? I
Yeah.
do some notes, blanco here and there. I mean, the highlights from it.
Yeah.
As I do more revision, right? I have more and more notes and more notes because you're understanding more deeper and more deeper.
Yeah,
Right?
yeah, yeah.
You have more and more things come up because you have more understanding, more joy, more inspiration. You
Yeah,
put in
yeah,
more
yeah.
things, you know, Brandy. So
Correct.
my book is also very. A lot of things lah. The notes, the old books are the
Oh, very
edition.
good, very good.
A lot of notes lah. Just like Mrs. Steele, her notes, you know,
Yeah, 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 yeah.
different color, to say that this is my new understanding, you know, something
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
dear.
So I think so. Everything meant to be lah, you know, Bratio.
Yeah, meant to be. Correct.
So
Yeah.
my sister is the one that encouraged me to attend Bratio.
Yeah, correct. That's why now the
Of course,
gratitude.
she wanted me to attend your class in
Yeah.
SST. But
Yes.
then, as you know, as a mundane person, putu jana, no
Yeah.
interest, comfort zone, you know, I do the
Correct,
very
correct. That time you got no urgency.
yeah, no urgency, no urgency. But after I attended the retreat plus the 2017, 2018, and then
Oh.
I mean, I find the urgency, and then towards 2020, the
Yeah.
urgency is even more. And
Yeah.
I also tell my sister that
Yeah.
you need to contemplate death, lah. You know, you are not
Ah,
young,
Maranatha, that one very important.
I'm not young, and also I do the contemplation of the death. And
Adios,
because of
Adios.
the COVID, many people die, I also do the contemplation of
Yeah,
death.
yeah, yeah.
So I think to raise the urgency, she also need to do that. Otherwise,
Yes,
become
correct.
complacent, you know, complacent, become
Correct,
comfortable
yes.
with every day you do the same old thing, you know. Yeah.
Sadhu.
So that is meant to be, lah, Bharatiya. So
Yes, yes.
my job, my duty, lah, not say job,
Yeah.
my duty, right duty is the right dharma, lah, is to
Correct.
help my sister, lah,
Correct.
you know, to save another sentient being, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, to
Very
walk
good.
the path, you know, to enlightenment as soon as possible.
Yeah.
That's why sansara, dosa, dosa.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. One, yeah. Quick one.
Quick one. First of all, I want to thank Brother Theo because you allow me to read the Heart Sutra. That one helped me. Yeah, yeah. It helped a lot. And it also helped me to understand you also, your job as the teacher. Because it's not easy to read, then explain. Read again, explain. Because I don't explain, I read only. Also, not to say very difficult, but not easy. So thank you very much. Because as I read also, I read into things that I hear before, but it doesn't strike or it doesn't highlight the face when I
Yeah,
see
yeah,
the
yeah.
condition.
Yeah, you haven't gone deep into it. You know, Tammy? He said, but still, like the book was new to me. Because everything becomes so clear, so different, no, from last time. She also attended many years. Oh. That's why this teaching is like as you progress, as you develop understanding, you read the same book, the same sharing, you get deeper understanding or no. Oh, a lot of Kayamita told me that. Every time they read different understanding, song also. How many times? Sometimes he read more than 10 times, I think, the same appendix 3 also. So this is how you learn. Constant, the Buddha said, constantly listening to the true Dhamma. So now, apart from listening, you can read. Because we have this writing and oral thing. So that's why they read, they contemplate, they listen. Then they develop the ability to assimilate what they read. Then they are not clear, they ask, then I explain further. Then it becomes clear, clear, clear. That's why every time you attend session like that, you develop new understanding. Even my daughter, this round very differently compared to last time. Otherwise you can't. Then you must, like Po Cheng say, have faith. Have faith. That faith very important. Oh, then you will start to write notes. You will start to develop the joy. That's why he asked that question very good. That one also I never think of. He other sister. When you listen to Brother Teo, do you have joy? Or not? Do you have the sada? Or not? That one also boa, is it? See now. Understand? Or not? Because like Jin Hao said, too high level for me. Oh, see now. Understand? But I don't blame him because he got a lot of things to do, spend time on all this, which is the different way of developing parami. Because I tell you, the way they do this thing is going to help a lot of cultivators. And they will also, like Yuan Chan, sooner or later, a lot of spiritual wealth. You didn't hear. I say, what Jin Hao do, he that day at the canteen down there, the kitchen, he said, wow, this round, like, too high level for him. He cannot understand. No. Because I went deeper. Understand? Then I say, it's okay because he's too busy doing the computer. I had to edit so much thing non-stop. I saw him late at night only go off sleep. Then early morning come. Then do all this. You think easier. But this is a different way of developing the thing. He's good at this. His condition is he do this first, understand? Then later on with the parami, he make aspiration, he will find the way. So that's why service to the community and to the Dhamma is something that a lot of people cannot understand.
In wisdom, I think they are not farming as children.
No, that one is editing. Which one to take out, which one to take out. That listening also help you one. But when you are so busy, Dhamma cannot go in on person. Because you are cluttered with duty, a lot of things to do. So this is beautiful duty, right duty. But you have to understand. If you do this, you sacrifice the understanding. Because he's too tired. That's why the first few days, remember, he lie down, not long, snore, and non-stop. Then later on, improve. Snore, stop. Then snore, stop. So all this is what you can understand and develop. Okay? But yeah, anything else?
I just want to add that I also feel joyful because I'm helping my teacher.
Yeah, sadhu. That's why helping to read also got parami.
Okay.
Tell me, last time my daughter Ingbi, you all already fatta, you don't know. Okay? Anything else?
Yeah, I also try to read. To me, that I think that will make people understand.
Yes.
So I hope it
luckily you slow down a little. At first, that for the train, a lot of people cannot follow. Later on, it was very good.
Brother Teo, can we have Mrs. Teo to share?
Oh, later. We are now going to go down for lunch. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sadhu. Okay. Later, got to go down for lunch. Yeah. Okay, sadhu. So, pay respect, triple jack. Be brave.